This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news about local radio waves. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill August 1st closing a privacy law loophole to ensure that people who have had their image broadcast without their consent will have a course of action under the law. Individuals will now be charged with unlawful surveillance in the second degree if they use a device to view, broadcast, or record another person engaged in sexual conduct without their consent, regardless of whether that other person's sexual parts were broadcast or not. Prior to this amendment, charges could only be brought against an individual if sexual parts were shown in the picture. The law passed both houses of the legislature as Senate Bill 1982C and Assembly Bill 2053C, respectively. New York State Senator David Carlucci, a sponsor of the bill, said, quote, "The internet should not be a tool to humiliate or exploit others. With the rapid advancement of new technology, we need a 21st century approach to our outdated surveillance laws. I want to thank Governor Cuomo for signing our unlawful surveillance bill into law today. This new law will deter individuals from using the internet as a vehicle to humiliate or exploit others." Benjamin Oruski's In Capital Confidential, the Albany Times Union's political blog, reports that Robert Friedman, the executive director for the New York State Committee on Open Government, was awarded this year's Sunshine Award by the New York Society of Professional Journalists for his work for open government in the state. Friedman created the New York Freedom of Information Law and has long fought for a broad definition of open government. He is considered a tireless advocate for transparency in government. Quote, "In the past, I've stood next to Pulitzer winners and such and asked myself, what am I doing here?" Friedman said. Quote, "And I think it's about a great deal of good fortune," unquote. You can read the full story in Capital Confidential. WGXC is packing up its gear at the Catskill Community Center this month and moving its third studio into the Catskill Library. The station's goal is to move the necessary broadcast equipment into the Catskill Library, but also into an easy-to-move satellite station that can be used both there and for remote broadcast from throughout Greene and Columbia counties. Tune in for this special weekend-long mini-pledge drive August 1st through 3rd to raise money for a few items to round out the WGXC remote broadcasting kit. Call in throughout the weekend at 518-697-7400 to donate a small amount and help WGXC be able to broadcast from almost anywhere in Greene and Columbia counties with a new remote satellite unit. Please help make WGXC more mobile and raise a small amount to create this satellite studio. It should take about $1,400. Most of the equipment needed for broadcast already exists in the WGXC Catskill studio, so the station won't need to raise too much more. You can go to wgxc.org/donate for more information. Today is Saturday, August 2nd, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 73 and a low around 59. Sunday, there's just a 40% chance of rain, but it still should be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 and a low around 62. Monday, the rain drops to a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with partly sunny skies and a high near 80. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.